8. Showing and Telling. Friday. Dear First Grade Journal, today I brought my new glasses to school. They are hiding in my sweater pocket because I don't want to put them on. That's why my stomach is in a knot ball. Also, there is 10 cm in my head. We are having show and tell soon. I wish this day was over. From Jimmy B. First Grader. Mr. Scary clapped his hands. Okay, boys and girls, please put your journals away now. I will give you more time later if you need it. But right now, we have to get started with show and tell. Who would like to go first this morning? May sprang out of her chair. I would, she called out. Then she quick grabbed a brown envelope out of her backpack, and she ran to the front of the room. It's my report card from kindergarten, everyone. She said, real thrilled. I brought my report card to share with you. May waved it all around in the air. Look, can everyone see this? I got all E pluses. E is for excellent. See? There's an E plus next to every single subject. She held the report card in front of her. Okay, now I will read you each subject one by one, she said. After that, she took a deep breath and she started to read. Number one, I follow directions. Number two, I use my time wisely. Number three, I observed school rules. Number four, I cleaned up my work area. Number five, Mr. Scary stood up. Thank you, May. He said, that is very interesting, but I'm afraid that we're going to have to move along now. And May raised her voice. Number five, I was unrespectful. Number six, I used materials wisely. Number seven, Just then, Mr. Scary took May's arm and he led her back to her seat. Lenny raised his hand to go next. He passed around his new sailing gown. Plus, also, he let us touch his hair. After that, Sheldon showed us how long he could stand on one foot, and Joe sang a song about frogs, and Shirley showed us her turkey sandwich. She showed us the bread and the mayonnaise and the tomato. Finally, Mr. Scary stood up again. Alrighty, Shirley, excellent sandwich, he said, but I really think it should go back in its bag now. Shirley sat down. Mr. Scary looked around the room. Okay, who wants to go next? He said, my stomach flipped and flopped because a nervous idea popped into my head. That's why I looked down at my glasses in my sweater pocket. Then I swallowed very hard. And I quick raised my hand in the air. Me, I blurted out. I do. Mr. Scary smiled. Great, Jimmy B, he said. Do you bring something to share? I quick pulled my hand down again. No, I said. I just changed my mind. My heart was thumping and pumping. I peeked at my glasses one more time. Then all of a sudden, my legs stood up and they rushed me to the front of the room. My knees were wobbly and shaking. I bent over and did deep breath. Mr. Scary came over to me. Are you okay, Jimmy B? He asked. Would you like to sit down and wait to do this another day? No, I said. I want to get this over with. Then, fast as anything, I reached into my pocket and I pulled out my new glasses. May started to laugh. It was loudest and meanest. Look! It's her glasses! She yelled. She brought her glasses for show and tell and they're purple. Tears came into my eyes. I quick covered my face with my hands. I wanted to say, sit down real bad, but my legs will not even move. I stood there frozen, very frozen. And then all of a sudden, I heard a noise. It was the sound of running feet. I think I was the sound of running feet. I think I looked up. My new friend Herb was hurrying to the front of the room. And guess what? He took the glasses right out of my hand and he put them on his own face. "Cool," he said. "Purple glasses." He looked all around. "Wow," he said. "My eyes can never see out of these, Junie B. Your eyes must be very special." He looked admiring of me. "How do your eyes even do that, huh? Do you have X-ray vision or something?" he asked. I shrugged my shoulders, kind of shy. "I don't actually know Herbert," I said. "Possibly. Herb gave the glasses back to me. Here," he said, put them on and read something." I rocked back and forth on my feet. "Well, okay, Herb, if you insist," I said. After that, I put on my glasses and I walked all the way to the back of the room. I read the announcement off the board. "Friday, September 23rd, I read today. Get ready for show and tell." I smiled real proud. "But the end," I said. After that, I went back to my desk. Herb hurried over to me. He gave me a high five. And guess what else? Lenny and Joe gave me high fives too. Mrs. Gary did a thumbs up. "Excellent glasses, Junie B. Jones," he said. Said Geos. "Excellent. Yes, call Lucille. I like those glasses too, Jimmy B, because purple is a popular fashion color this fall." My heart felt became very smoky. Well, yay for purple, I said. After show and tell was over, Mrs. Scary gave us more time for our journals. I picked up my pencil real happy, and I added two more lines. P.S. Hey, what do you know?